Heck yeah.
Grateful for the microphones.
Most certainly.
Grateful for the speakers. Grateful for my water here.
Me too. Grateful.
Grateful for Kitty.
Kitty boy.
Kitty's in here.
He's snoozing.
Keep going.
This is great. I'm grateful for all this stuff. I'm grateful for remembering to hit the record button. I'm grateful for my gosh, just being able to be here and doing this.
What a week.
Woo, I'm telling you.
What? Did we hit record, by the way?
Yes, we did. I'm John, and this is Stephanie, and we're the hosts of Plantspiration Unplugged, and we're also the founders of Plantspiration. And what we do is help people prevent reverse disease with a plant-based lifestyle so they can kick ass, too.
Wow.
Huh? Happy New Year. I am way ahead.
People know us for losing 250 pounds as a family, reversing a slew of diseases, and now we're reaching and teaching people all over the world how to get healthy, too. You guys, welcome back to Plantspiration Unplugged, Episode 7.
Wow.
What a week.
Wow. Hello.
Well, we're talking about traditions. Mm-hmm. We're talking about tamales. We're talking about true love. We're talking about holiday feasts in this episode, magical moments and inspiration to keep you merry and bright.
I love it.
I'm out of breath, kind of how it's been all week.
Seriously, this is like a blur, and it's like, holy cow.
Yeah.
We're about to start a new week. Christmas week.
Almost like, it's Christmas week. We did get the lights up on the tree. Nice job. Thank you for that.
Yeah, we need a little ornament.
When was that? I just remember I pulled up and I saw the lights.
Yeah,
and
wasn't that great?
I was screaming in the car. Mm. Ah! What day was that?
It was like...
Monday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's how the week started. Yep. It was on Monday. Then we had a busy week because we had a special guest in the house for class this week.
That's right. That was a great class.
I think your car broke down again.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got it. Yeah. What a mess. The car we were using to go to work, all of a sudden, that didn't want to start. You know, as soon as it's below 30 degrees up here.
It's over. You know,
it's, oh, my God. So, I'm under there. I'm, like, tapping on this electrical thing that I know is messed up and I need to replace it. I just thought, come on, one more time. I can Fonz this thing. I can make it. It just didn't want to. And then I'm literally laying on the ground. I get the text, hey, your Jeep's done getting the water pump and everything. I'm like, oh, man, perfect.
See, so
my
there's
car
the
can
positive.
Sit where it's at. It's safe.
It's doing, it worked out.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, I got a text. You were like, hey, any chance you might be able to pick us up if we might not have a ride home.
Both cars down. Jeez.
I'm
my
like,
gosh.
Yeah.
Winter.
We can make it happen.
Yeah.
We do roll through it pretty laid back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's going to happen. I can't just be throwing a fit under the car. I'm a grown man now.
We've definitely improved in that category of just like, it is what it is. Maybe it's the timing of everything.
Yeah.
Busy week. We didn't realize what we were waiting for this snow. We were like, oh, you know, let's hope this snow comes this week. We talked about it last week. It was like, we wanted to have a snowy day, get that Christmas vibe going.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
There's more to the story,
More to the snow coming. I was just like, hey, hang on now. I got to get my Jeep out of the shop.
Gets a Jeep out. Next thing you know, I'm like, hey, we've got a special guest. She's coming in the kitchen. We've got a big, healthy New Year class for Plantspiration. You know, now we're getting into the class. That was fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Talk about getting inspired.
That was fun. I like doing the cooking.
Yeah.
I like getting up there and having my turn at the helm.
That was great. It was like each of us did our own tamale sauce. We did like an apple cinnamon. Whatever.
Yeah, you did the filling. That was a good one.
Look, we're going right to the food. Mm. We must be hungry. It's been a long day. We usually get in here right away in the morning. Didn't work out like that.
No.
Lots of stuff going on.
It's afternoon. We're good. Couple hours.
Will we run out of light?
No.
It's going to get brighter each day, though.
Run out of light.
Well,
I guess. If the power goes out, we're out of light.
No, I mean,
I'm telling you now.
First day of winter is already behind us, and now each day is getting brighter, is how I'm looking at it.
Exactly.
But it is getting dark early still, nonetheless. And we're getting to that part where I'm like, okay, this is good. We got lights in here.
Definitely. Got to have a little something.
So we made tamales. You know, somebody came over. It was a totally different.
This class was awesome. It was a Plantspiration. It was like a bringing somebody into a master class, you know, tamale making and traditions and everything, and just really doing our recipes is what it is.
Well, exactly.
It's fun.
Well, and people were blown away because here we're making tamales, and even I didn't understand that lard was used in tamales.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? And, you know, people are wondering why they're sick or why they're getting heart disease or, you know, autoimmune disease, diabetes is, you know, huge. Well, this lard, what was it? One cup was 200 grams of fat?
Yeah, it's a crying shame because they're excellent traditions and tamales. And, I mean, it's just a family food and something you do around Christmas. It's a big thing.
Well, we didn't change traditions is what we learned. We didn't change traditions. Exactly. We're actually checking out more traditions, different cultures, more food than we've ever eaten before. But, of course, we teach everybody every week on Wednesday night that this is about not changing those traditions, just changing traditionally how we're leaving. We're leaving chronic disease behind. We're not leaving traditions.
No, definitely not.
We're leaving that stuff behind, and that's what this was all about. Is we can keep making.
You can still make tamales.
Oh my gosh! And
without lard
and low fat. Like
low fat,
I'm not even
going to
like hold back on that.
There was nothing fat about it. It's amazing.
Then I'm. First of all, everybody was so inspired because the guest we had. I believe she said she died. Something horrible happened. I'm going to wait till she shares the story herself because we're going to bring her on the podcast, by the way.
Her systems were shutting down.
And, well, she wouldn't be here in my kitchen cooking tamales if it wasn't for what plants had done for her and saved her life. And the way her health is today compared to when this situation happened. Wow. Not a dry eye in the room.
No, definitely.
She shared her story. She shared how much the plants have impacted her health, her weight, her mental health, physical health.
It was a few weeks in the ICU.
I
can say, like, wow. Like, she is just awesome, doing great.
We're not messing around over here when we're telling people, give it a shot. Try the plants. We're all about teaching people how to keep it easy, how to keep it simple, how to inspire them, you know, and get right down to it. But, you know, like, and then on Thursday, I do my Thrive, you know, with the group. I go on live and I do a little recap each week of the classes and answer any other questions, you know, and I mentioned to them a traditional tamale averages around 42 grams of fat.
Wow.
I mean, we're not counting calories over here. We're not cutting carbohydrates. We're not cutting back on foods. We're going to get to so much more, but this is the topic of everybody's sick because they don't know how to eat healthy.
Right.
We didn't know how to eat healthy, and now that's why we're here talking about how to eat healthy over tamales.
Definitely.
Traditionally, 42 grams of fat.
Yeah.
One.
That, that's crazy. But what the big thing is, it's the same flavors. It's the same sharing and caring.
Which one did you like the most?
I don't know, Carla's mixture, how she made it with the carrots and all that, with the zucchini.
That was great. I like the jackfruit one. That was my favorite. Yeah. Well, and we use some rolling greens, and we use jalapenos, and we use beans, and just we could have went on and on and on with the different ways to make them. And that's what I want is people to keep it simple, keep it easy. I mean, the hours of preparation people put in to tamales, I had no idea. And we were whipping these things out in like minutes.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
The masa, no lard needed, no oil needed. They're still sliding out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blown away.
They come right out of the corn.
What haven't we had for Christmas dinners?
None of the stuff we used to have. I mean, we've had all roasts and flavors and lasagnas and, I mean, everything that we've had before.
Sushi,
yep.
We've now had more traditions than ever over the holidays rather than the same dead animals. I can't believe we're saying it. We realize that's what it was compared to what we've really been tapping into.
Definitely.
The variety.
It's The variety is amazing. The foods and flavors and everything. And
blown away. I'm doing the blown away, like, it's, anyway, we love food. And if people are coming around thinking getting healthy means you've got to be giving up stuff, that's, and
no,
we're here to tell you it's going to be a lot different than what you think.
Yeah, I feel like I've gained so much more. Yeah. There's so much more I can do. I'm in the kitchen making some awesome, awesome things. And the guys got to learn how to do it. It's so easy. It's simple.
I'm glad you're bringing
I'm still
that up.
A guy. I mean, I'm going to make it as easy as possible.
Right.
You know?
I mean, and we're busy.
And it's going to be delicious. I still have taste buds. I know it.
We're going to talk a little bit more about the role you're going to be playing in 2025 in the classes is going to be huge.
Thank you.
Everybody's requesting more of John. So we're listening. We're going to bring more of John in.
Yes, we have more John to add to the recipe.
And that's going to just raise everybody's confidence.
I'm telling you.
I think that's your line.
That is my line. But I love that it's catching on. It's better than fetch.
Now I'm getting out of control. Right. It was a great time. And we don't have class this week, so it's been a little it's not been a break, but I know there's a little bit of a break coming so that we can kind of plan.
Yeah, this is a big thing. I mean, we're rolling out like our classes for Plantspiration Master Classes.
Master Classes are coming.
Mm-hmm. And it's just some really great normal food recipes, if I could say. Like, you know,
should I say what we're having on first class alone?
I kind of want to, yeah, because people should know.
Waffles.
Yeah.
We're talking about how to make waffles. I'm going to be bringing in cheese fries.
And you know what goes with fries? Burgers, of course.
Burgers. We're bringing in the top recipes that when I'm working with people over the years, these are the top recipes that just get people into it.
I'm telling you. Breaking the mold. Cheese fries. And when you add those onto the burger, it's just like...
Remember when...
Oh, look out.
So when...
It's so good.
It first came up like going vegan or...
Did
we say
stupid.
We're going vegan or did we say we're going plant-based? I don't even recall.
I mean, that's...
We were like, we're getting healthy.
It was kind of the same thing, I feel like, when we started. It's been a long time, almost 12 now, right?
Yeah. And all I thought, well, so...
I mean, it was vegan. There wasn't like vegan junk food. There wasn't vegan...
Well, we didn't even consider it. We went to getting healthy was really where our mind was
We're eating the same stuff. It's just called... Really, it's called whole food plant-based.
Today, it's called whole food plant-based, but back then it was called vegan.
Yeah.
Or it was called plant-based. But really, all I thought about was not what to call it, but how am I going to survive without cheese fries?
I mean, seriously, geez.
I was obsessed.
And nachos. Your favorite food was nachos before.
If anybody asks me anywhere in the world what my favorite food is, the response will always be nachos. And that was one of the first things I was like, we're going to need to figure out how to make nachos.
Yeah, I mean, all the toppings are like, oh, wow. Now I think about it, plants.
It's all plants.
You know? Yeah.
And we've got the cheeses everything. Down, no matter what cheese. Oh, that's the thing that blows people away, I think, is when I talk to them, they're like, and I'm having a hard time giving up the cheese. And I'm always like, okay, but what cheese? And because I have an answer to it. I have a recipe for every single cheese, from brie to blue cheese to
nacho cheese
to...
We have like several different renditions
cheese. We made mozzarella cheese tamales this week. And Carla was blown away. You know what was... Here's what it was. So, all right, she's going to be in here soon, and we're going to try not to talk about too much, but... She was like, this cheese is awesome. And it passed the test. I don't know what the name...
I don't know. I think the tamales in general passed the test.
What was it that they were calling
it? I'm not sure what it's called, but it's like if you can warm a tamale up the next day.
It wasn't just Carla. It was...
No, definitely.
A couple other people were calling it this. It passed the test. And I can't remember the name they called it.
I don't know the name of the test.
But it passed the test.
Yeah. The warm up the next day, there's some name for it.
And she's going to talk about that when she gets in here.
There you go.
So for the new year, we'll be having guests come in. We've got this down and it's blowing up.
Anyways, I don't even know what it was called, but I knew that tamales passed the test because the next day they're even better.
Everything is better the next day with plants. They absorb.
Seriously.
So yeah, and then there's the whole cheese. We could do everything. That's how I feel.
I mean, this. If I know we're talking about food, you guys. I'm sorry, but that's kind of part of it.
Because we might be hungry. It's later in the day.
No, but the cheese, you get the same feel good from it, like the dopamine or whatever the brain hit, oxytocin, whatever it is, you get the same hit as
it. It's a feel good
cheese that's like totally clogs your arteries.
It feels good to be eating healthy and stuff that tastes good. What goes off in my mind. Like, wow, this is actually not going to clog my arteries. It's not going to raise my cholesterol. It's not going to.
And it's one more baby cow that could have mama's milk.
True, true. Most people don't recognize that. And you know, we were going over the we didn't. Yeah, you're right. We didn't. We were going over some of the website stuff, going over some of the appearances, and I forgot about that first one that I did at the
Jane.
It was a young Jane's community event, and I was asked to speak to, and it was the first talk that I ever did, first of all, like that. Well, I've done talks in my home, and I was doing stuff like this, but this was actually, you know, I was a guest speaker, and they specifically asked me to talk about ahimsa, you know, the peace, the non-harm.
Right,
so when I got more into the research of it, even I was, I didn't know like how they treated, you know, baby cows or animals. You know, I had to, I don't like talking about it because I don't like thinking about it. And I don't want everybody out here going, oh my God, here she goes.
Well, so, no, well, this is part of it. I need people that want to hear about it and really like take a minute and think. Like,
yeah, it did. There's so much to it. But anyway, we're getting off track. We were just getting off over to the tamales. Now, the talking about the talks and the events that I've went through and just so much.
A lot of good stuff.
A lot of good stuff. Okay. So as we were talking about the tamales and I did the Thursday Thrive and I brought up a little bit about, you know, comparing, then we get into the healthiness of what we're doing on top of the good flavor. And 42 grams of fat, by the way, for a tamale, the traditional tamale.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
God.
42 grams of fat.
And I used to eat the shit out of tamales. Yikes. So they don't, these taste the same.
We would drive towns over, like, we got to go get these specific tamales. And now when I look at what went into them, you know, the lard, the cheese.
I had no idea.
Yeah, no wonder.
They taste the same, so I'm like, wow, this is...
They don't taste exactly the same. They're definitely not like...
I mean, I don't have that coating.
The oily flavor. Yeah, and you actually taste the seasoning, like a party in your mouth.
Same seasonings, what I'm saying. And they taste the same. Same seasonings.
And we made cashew sour cream. So we did a lot of cool stuff this week. That's probably why we came in here. We're like, we got to tell them about all the cheeses we make.
Well,
the
dishes we make. It was amazing. It was great.
We get a little excited about what we're doing.
Are we just going to keep on food here and...
Yeah, should we
just talk about what we're doing for Christmas and get that out of the way?
We've been waiting for a snowy day.
Yeah.
We have a little, how do we even bring it up?
A magical moment, perhaps.
We had a magical moment. We were waiting for a snowy day.
Yeah.
So that we can say it.
Go ahead. No.
I almost can. I'm almost getting choked up.
So I can get my Jeep out of the shop.
Oh, my God.
And go do donuts. Yeah.
Why were we doing donuts? Now you just told on us.
I didn't.
Doing donuts.
I did a donut and a half.
Okay.
Don't worry. No animals were harmed.
No, we did it right here in the...
Couple donuts behind the store. Nobody's back there.
So we were out looking for a ring.
Yeah.
A wedding ring.
Yeah.
Last minute.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
The snow was coming down. It was just so pretty.
We were waiting for a snowy day so that...
We're already married.
I married. Gosh, how do I say this?
You're an ordained minister. I think we talked about it last time.
Yeah, I'm getting choked up. I could barely talk about it. It's like hitting me. What a week.
Yeah, we have a daughter-in-law. Holy cow. We have a daughter-in-law. I just let the cat out of the bag. Not you, actually.
So the day went kind of, it started like that. And it was like, hey, it's actually going to snow. And we've been waiting for this moment to marry them. And I was like, okay, that's great. You guys just let me know when, and we're ready to go. Yeah, we're talking about Marion. So they were like, okay, is today the day? I was like, sure, this would be great. You guys just let me know, and we were just going to, we've got a beautiful background. Mm-hmm. You know, we were going to go outside. She just wanted to get married in the snow, which I thought was beautiful, and I wanted to honor that.
It turned out beautiful. It was beautiful. It was amazing.
So at the last minute, he comes in, and he said, Mom. I forgot I needed to get, you know, she's all set up. Yeah, he's like, I need a ring. It almost reminded us of us.
Yeah, right.
We remembered at the last minute, oh, yeah, we needed rings.
Well, yeah, kind of knew it, but I was like,
So here it's snowing out, you guys. The first snow, it's very exciting. The snow's coming down. It's getting thick, too.
Yeah.
Roads are covered. It's
big, pretty, fluffy flakes landing on the evergreen trees.
7:30 at night.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it was beautiful. 7:30 at night, we're running around town trying to see if we can find a ring.
I mean, it's been snowing all day. There was really like 3-4 inches already.
There was some snow on the ground. Yeah, you guys heard that right. We're actually looking for a wedding ring.
And I'm like, I'll take you. Because I want to do donuts is what I was thinking.
God. It is cheap.
There's one right over here.
So we went into a couple stores. We even have a jewelry store in town. We missed it. It closed. And so, we couldn't not do this. Mm-hmm. And so John goes, well, I can make one.
Yeah, I'll just go make one. Let me make one. I'm like, what are you going to do? Use an O-ring out of the machine shop? No, I'm like, I'll make a nice one out of stainless. And
unbelievable. So
yeah, I made a decent. I mean, it was nice.
Well, decent. While that's all going on.
Give me half an hour, I'll make your ring, all right?
That's all it took?
Yeah, maybe 40 minutes. Panicking. I'll really polish it. It's freaking nice.
I was panicking because all of a sudden I was like, this is really going down. And I'm upstairs listening to, I hear the machines going while you're doing the ring, making the ring. And I'm upstairs like, and the power vested in me, and I'm like, when a man loves a woman, or like, what do I write down, and what do I say? And all of a sudden, I was like, and I don't want to let them know I'm nervous. You know, I'm like, whoa, how do I not cry? How do I do this? And I just hear the machine, you know, I'm like,
and then it stops. Oh, shit. I got to get my little speech done.
You hear me rip another page out?
Crumple.
I'm like, maybe I can write it better, you know, and I start writing it out, and it just happened so fast.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you guys, we're dragging out the lights.
Well, yeah.
My ring lights.
Yeah.
And the snow's coming down. And she just, everything was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
I don't want to share too many.
It was a magical moment.
It was a magical moment. And I stood out there and I married.
It was great, great. It was awesome.
I married Zachary and Harlow.
Yeah. We married our son. And now daughter-in-law, Harlow.
I'm getting mm-hmm. I could barely say it.
It was
congratulations,
awesome.
Congratulations, by the way.
Congratulations to you. Wow.
I know a fist bump wasn't enough for the moment, but we haven't really taken it in.
Yeah,
it was like one thing after the next.
Yeah.
It just kept happening this week. Wow.
That was great.
What, can you believe we just did that? Nice job on the ring, by
that
the way.
That was awesome. Yeah, it came out good.
What a love, like, listen to the story that they get to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so sentimental, actually.
I know.
We're just looking at each other right now. Like,
I'm
can't believe that happened.
Speechless. It was a great moment.
We haven't had a chance to even take it in.
Yeah.
Don't look at me. I'm literally getting emotional right now.
No, it was great. I'm just so happy for them. Everything came out great. And it was a fantastic moment, magically. Yeah.
She's the greatest thing that ever happened to us.
Yeah, she's an angel. Isn't that the best way to describe her?
I wasn't joking. When I first heard her, I'm like, she's got the voice of an angel.
That's right.
I said, I just heard her on the phone. And you're like, what did you think? I go, she's got the voice of an angel. And then that's I just awesome. Kind of kept saying it. And then the more I got to know her, I was just like,
she is actually
an angel. And then she gets here and I was like, oh my gosh, it's actually an angel. She's the most sweetest, greatest, incredible human being. Just... We love you, and we're grateful. And
yeah,
if you're happening to listen to this,
awesome.
We couldn't shut our pie holes. Mm-hmm. We're so excited. It's been a magical week, honestly. Okay.
It is.
Grateful. The gratitude.
That's right.
Tremendous.
And I don't even remember Friday.
It was a blur. I was like, we have a Christmas party to go to. I have to make snacks.
Yeah. That was yesterday. That was great. Yeah, we went out shopping for a couple things, I think.
Was that yesterday? No, I did that on Friday.
You did Friday, yeah.
It was a blur.
It was.
We really haven't had a chance to sit down.
I came home and worked, actually. Yeah.
We had a great... Because
I'm like, we're going out Saturday. I got to work. I worked Friday until 10 or something.
That's right.
I pulled a double.
I usually pass out early.
That was fine.
I'm an early riser. I like to get my stuff done early in the morning. Like,
you got to have a side gig going on, you know, and if it could be in your own house, well, that's awesome.
By 9
Even
o'clock.
Even if your first gig's in your own house, you still need a side gig in your own house.
I love working from home. I do. It's probably the greatest part of my job. I get to roller skate in between. I'm kind of roller skating awesome. Between calls. That guy last night talking about in what are they called? Just the one lane skates. I'm having a moment.
Oh my god! Yeah. Oh my god! Rollerblades.
Rollerblades. I've got rollerblades downstairs, and I thought,
what are you talking about? I never knew you had rollerblades. What the?
They're right downstairs. I have them. You didn't know that?
I didn't remember. I mean, I know we have rollerblades. That was in like 2000. I didn't know they were yours. I thought it was just like they showed up and they were Zachary's
no,
or something.
No, no, they're from like 2000, the year 2000. That's where it's at. From the year 2000 is, I think, around when I got those rollerblades. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to do these, you know? And I never did.
Yeah.
Anyway, somebody last night was mentioning that. Cool. And weirdly, when I went and I went into the salon to go get a pedicure, and one of the gals there was like,
I rollerbladed to work.
No. Oh. She was a ice skater instructor.
Oh, wow.
And I actually said, how do you not get dizzy doing the spins? I mean, every time I try to do the spins, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, that would be a lot. Ice skated once.
How did it go?
I was like skating on my ankles. I don't know. I was using somebody's skates. I was like... 8 maybe, you know, I'm like, this is not for me.
I was around the same age.
I don't
age.
Live that far north.
Did you go out on the lake?
I don't know what lake I was on. I was I was about 8. No, we lived up here. I was about 8. It was right away.
Were we going on the same lake? I'm wondering that.
We had one down the street. No, I don't know where it was, but I know it wasn't there. It was somewhere in Wisconsin. It was.
Mm.
I'm like, all right, whatever. My dad was going ice fishing. I was like, this sucks and I'm freezing.
I mean,
we're going to live here?
We're going to live here?
God.
Jeez.
Okay. That's where the money's at.
Anyway, it's cold. We're thinking about ice skating. Should we go ice skating, by the way?
No, it's cold. It's still cold.
We just said it's too cold. I mean, I'm kind of I love the season changes. I love all that. Hey, yeah, is that our questions falling down? Yeah. Don't lose the questions. I know we got to get to that. And we're going to do the Plantspiration health report.
Yeah.
There's that too. People are still losing weight.
Oh, yeah. I need
and
a
eating
pen
their
right
plants off is what I'm going to talk about.
No. I remember the numbers.
I'm laughing because it's the middle of the holiday season. People have made it through Thanksgiving over here. People have made it through Christmas parties over here. The Saturday support group was incredible hearing people talking about how it can be done. What are you thinking about right now?
No, it can be done. I'm sorry. Yeah, you handed me a pen. I don't remember the numbers.
Well,
okay.
Do you not remember
no,
the numbers?
I remember. I'm just playing.
It can be done is what I'm out here wanting people to be inspired by, you know, just because of holidays or just because of traditions just because of this. It doesn't mean we can't get healthy.
No doubt. I mean, people are getting healthy and
each day
through the holidays, you know, we lost like almost 5 pounds, 4.8 pounds through the holidays. People checking in.
That was nice. But there was more than that. There was a whole total. We have a whole total.
Yes, we have the whole total. I'll get to the whole total. That was just this past
week. Am I whipping through this? Now am I getting two?
It was 4.8 for this past week. This is during the holidays.
That's pretty good.
That's real good.
Everybody's been busy. Everybody's mm-hmm. running around.
So also, not everybody's checking in.
But still, we've got a lot of active people that I work with, a lot mm-hmm. of people that are very active in the group.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not just in there. This isn't about like posting recipes in
there.
It's like handing in homework in there, kind
right,
of.
Right, right.
This is where they're, well, first of all, we've been doing 31 days of dopamine. Mm-hmm. Talk about people's moods getting excited. We're learning how to use.
You made a great calendar. Every day you get a different thing to look at, a different idea. And I don't want to call it a challenge because it's a daily exercise to build up a daily exercise.
Mindset, self-confidence.
Uh-huh.
I mean, for January, by the way, I don't even think you know we're doing like a focus, stay focused in January.
Yeah.
Like, Martin Luther King is like the day that everybody gives up on everything.
Hmm.
It's over by 21 days. You know what I mean? Three weeks into the new year, people start dropping out. That's not going on over here. I want people to drop in.
Yeah, most certainly. Because there's no dropping out once you're in. I mean, it's like as soon as you get, all you need is a couple of days, really.
We hear a lot of that. 2 days in, my inflammation's down. 1 day in, 2 days in, 3 days in. It's worth knowing more about it. It's worth most knowing certainly. More about it.
And I went too damn long hurting. Like,
ain't that the truth?
Every day waking up, I'm like, God, man, my hands are just freaking
now look what
hurting.
We're doing.
Now I'm kicking ass.
Marrying people.
Couple of jobs, marrying people.
Making rings. We really didn't even get a chance to kind of talk about this whole week. It has been so crazy. I was like, he's like, what are we going to talk about? I'm like, where do we begin?
I'm like,
can we even
still
talk
a blur.
About this?
I haven't like even caught, like it hasn't even like caught up yet.
It hasn't caught up. We're just so grateful. And we're so grateful for everybody at Plantspiration who continue to share their story, who continue to share. Everybody's so inspired to share what's going on for them.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a lot about leveling up.
That's right.
Last week, and that took off. I didn't even have time to do reels and advertise the podcast. And I came in and I looked at the numbers. I go, what does this mean? You were like, it means it's blowing up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're like, what do you mean? Like, look at us. It's doing great. People are digging it.
All I can tell is people are all over the world listening to it, which I know happens. You know, it's not a big deal,
God,
but
no pressure.
I'm excited by that. But I'm excited.
Yeah, I know.
It's all over the world.
That's pretty cool.
And the views are incredible. The feedback is incredible.
God, I thank you guys so much. Like, seriously.
We're inspired.
Thank you.
We started this podcast.
It's nerve-wracking. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. We were like, we'll do it. Everybody says to do it. Everybody said we should do it. And then you were like, let's just do it. So I kind of said to you, when we do this podcast, let this be an example of kind of how I coach.
Mm-hmm.
We have to just start.
That's right.
We talked about it for a while.
Definitely.
We had, you know, the analysis paralysis. We've over
the same thinking thing.
It,
overthought the
looked
shit
for all the recipes.
Until you give yourself a headache.
Yeah, you know, people come in looking for all the recipes, not knowing how to do it. And I really looked at you. I looked at you and I said, we have to do exactly what I coach. We have to just do it.
Yeah.
And it's gonna get better as we go. And there's another thing that goes on where we're not really paying attention to what's going on the outside. We just keep coming in here every week going, hey, let's just crush this.
Let's
and
just kick
what
ass.
Are we going to talk about? And we're going to talk about our life, being unplugged, what's going on behind this. We're running a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. You know,
we're running a two machine shop.
We're doing a couple
one
things.
One outside the house and mine.
We wouldn't be, and we love what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
We're excited.
That's what I mean.
And
it doesn't. There's no way I could have did this before.
I was
before,
just going to say, there's just no way we could
do this.
Just
didn't have the energy. That's all I was looking for.
I'm wiped out this week. But
I'm glad I'm on the plants.
I'm glad I'm on the plants.
I can go run around a block right now and not even be out of breath.
That is accurate. Both of us.
But anyways.
Where are we at on time?
Also kicking ass. Let me tell you. Last week we checked in. Like since people have started at Plantspiration, we have somebody else check in. They lost a bunch. And from 564.4, we're up to 610.1.
610 pounds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From 564 to 610.
More weight loss. That's how much weight has been lost to Plantspiration since we started the podcast. You know what was really cool today, what you did? Mm-hmm. What did you Google to pull that up?
Oh, I just put in Plantspiration Health Report because I don't remember how to get to the numbers. So I just threw it in there.
What?
And then, and Google kicked back, said, oh, that's a segment on a podcast called Plantspiration Unplugged. I'm like, what the heck?
We're doing it. You guys, we're doing it. You're making this happen.
This is crazy.
Wow, I just realized I'm looking at this Zoom. I am in casual. It was like,
This is comfy, cozy. It's like, it's not, it's below freezing outside. Okay?
I was freezing.
You would be warmer inside your freezer than going outside.
These are nice sweatpants. I love them. And they're thick, and I've got an undershirt underneath. Like, I'm layered today. It was cold in here, and
I'm comfy. You can have the heater on now.
Tell me that number 610.
610.
610 pounds we've lost.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
It's lighter and brighter.
Yeah, that was just one person checking in.
that gave a full amount.
A
lot more.
Yeah.
And somebody lost a half a stone.
Oh, geez, I didn't even add that.
I forgot to add that because I was like, oh, by the way.
Well, that would be 617.
Then. There we go.
Yeah, so, for people that know their stones, that's a total of 14 pounds.
And by the way, episode 7, this has been over a course of 7 weeks that we've gathered, you know, some of this total mm-hmm. weight loss with people so far. And through the holidays, this is what I mean. Yeah. It can be done. But we break it down at Plantspiration to make it simple, make it easy, don't overanalyze it. And that's why I'm so excited about these darn classes. That's why we're kind of all over the place. It's like, we're excited. Well, we're so hyped up about it.
We're about to jump off the edge of the nest, I feel like, or something. Or we're about to get on the highway for the first time. Do you remember that when you're like, shit, I'm going now. I'm on the ramp.
Well, I just started off thinking, I know exactly what I've been doing when I'm working with everybody, the mm-hmm. top recipes. Like, hey, your family, we want to get them on board. You want to make this simple. You want to learn how to eat your plants off. What does that mean when you say eat your plants off?
Really?
That means how to eat low fat, high fiber, not counting calories, not counting points, not dieting, not weighing, not measuring. I free people of dieting.
Mm-hmm.
We free people of dieting. I do a lot of the one-on-one coaching, but it's on that Wednesday night that you and I, we are bringing it. And these master classes, these Eat Your Plants Off master classes are going to feature a lot of John because he's doing a lot of cooking. Yeah,
I do a lot of cooking.
We just want to bring more of that in. And these classes are built around that where we can, you know, educate.
And guys, the ladies will like it too. You know, those stupid commercials.
Be back to check you out later. What was that, Mr. Microphone? Oh, you're on a different one.
Yeah, new age.
They're going to be great. And like you said, we've been listening. And people love how funny you are in the classes. And it is.
Yeah, we have a great time. I can loosen up a little bit. I mean, it's way better when it's our class.
It's going to be easier. We're going to do a little bit of both, but we're going to bring in this because mm-hmm. so many husbands are
in the background.
They're listening to mm-hmm. you is what I'm hearing. So we're just going to turn
sometimes
it up a little bit.
Sometimes I see them walk by and it's fun.
You know
it's
why
great.
We're doing
I love
this?
Doing our class.
Because if 12 years ago, if we would have saw us, we would have been like, no. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's how honest we're being, you guys. We're being honest. We'd be like, no, look at these guys.
Yikes. But the energy and how I feel.
We're here to come clean with. Wow. It's changed everything about us. The way we view things, the way we see things, the way we move through life.
It's like if you took your car you have now and then dropped in a fresh, biggest, badass engine that's your engine that you would want in it. That's how I feel. Like I did that with mine.
What was the way you described my transformation? That was the greatest.
Oh, your transformation was, I mean, you lost 100 pounds. It was like a frame-up restoration.
A frame-up restoration. Yeah. Unbelievable.
The unbelievable part is there's no surgeries.
No surgeries. Well, I'm missing organs. I've had surgeries.
Not for like losing 100 pounds. I mean,
I got active.
Your body, yeah.
It wasn't like a regular diet. I was actually
nourishing the body.
Did
you're
you
not
see
starving
that?
The body.
People don't realize, I mean, like, we talk in sync because the plants feel so good. We're out here just saying, hey, let's do a podcast so we could show more people plants are cool. Being healthy is cool. We're still eating burgers, waffles, cheese fries, and these classes.
Yeah. I mean, all the same stuff.
These are the top recipes that I get people on.
I was the guy that was like, ew, I'm not eating that, and it's made out of carrots and beans or something.
They won't know that.
Well, I know, but I mean, I was the guy.
So
it was like, ew, vegan, I'm not eating it. That's dumb.
I'm embarrassed.
Days, and then I was like, holy shit, I feel pretty good. All right, I'll go a week.
Yeah.
A week. You know, I'll do that.
We didn't know on January 7th.
I'm honest. And at week one, I'm like, all right, I'll do this for 2 weeks. But really, I was like, I'm not
You're being really
back.
Honest. You're
I'm
laid
like,
back
I'm
today.
I'm not turning back is what it was.
You're super laid back today.
Well.
You're super into this. I love this.
Well, this is how it is. I mean, it's just got to be out there. People need to know. Guys need to know.
Guys need to know, and they don't.
The big thing is you can feel way better than just everything we've learned is fucking wrong. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Beep. Well, it's a late one.
Can you say that? don't do that. It is, and it is like that because
a majority of people doctors aren't taught about it, about food and what it does to your body.
Yeah.
People, and nobody else cares.
People don't realize that you attend the International Conference of Nutrition and Medicine. That
yeah, I'm you're not guessing here.
Plant certified in plant-based nutrition, that right. you just went through nearly or over 300 Food for Life classes mm-hmm. with me that we've mm-hmm. taught, which are credit courses that I yeah. actually taught even for the medical students at That's Rutgers right.
And NYU.
NYU. So there's a lot of nutrition education that's in this, yeah. and this approach is not the approach that they're teaching doctors, dietitians, mm-hmm. nurses, stuff like that. So,
I've seen doctors piss say way worse.
yeah,
you know, when they find out the real,
right,
the real information about food and what it does to the body and what the hell are we doing?
That's why.
Why are we still going in the same direction, the same health model? You call it a health model.
Why we're so passionate about what we're doing, mm-hmm. why we started this nonprofit, mm-hmm. why it's been taken off is because we're not in it for, we're in it for getting people healthy. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for all the people that have been inspired and who write in. I mean, people who I have never even met are saying, you know, hey, I've been listening and I've been following and this has inspired me. So we're really grateful. And I'm grateful to see all the new people that are going to be coming to these classes that we're going to be dropping. Yeah. You guys got to check them out. And this podcast is going to drop before Christmas. So there's still time to give the gift of health.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Give the gift of health. We're affordable. We're going to teach people how to be sustainable, yeah. how to eat your plants off, how to eat delicious meals. We've got an amazing support.
That's a community. Big thing.
Yeah, community support's a big part.
Yep.
Plantspiration yep. takes a lifestyle medicine approach to preventing, teaching people how to prevent and reverse disease. Yeah. And we want people to check it out. We end to the questions?
Yeah. You know, I definitely want everybody to check it out because just take a look. Get over to the website at least, plantspiration.org. Scroll down, look at it, check it out.
We got a great
real
web
people
guy.
We know, everybody there.
We got a great web guy, by the way. And yeah. I want to give a shout out. It's been growing and growing and growing, and we couldn't keep up with it. So thank you to him. It's starting to work really nice. Also, on top of the membership, we do have individual classes that we sell.
Yeah.
And in those classes, people are going to get
a little taste.
Recipe. Well, they're not in person. They're not going to taste.
No, I'm saying of what we do, not in person.
Yeah. You're going to get inspired is what we hear. We're just telling you what we hear. You're going to get inspired and you're going to leave these classes with a plan for the week, too. Every class, you're going to have the recipes and the stuff that you could use. And you know what it's like? I keep explaining it to you. Like when you would look in the magazines and it would tell you what staples.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you buy these four garments, you can make 17 different outfits or whatever the combination is, you know.
Our classes are set up where this is going to be like a mix and match. So you're going to be able to batch cook, meal prep, do all the, and mm-hmm. eat all the favorite stuff and learn how to keep it.
I mean, quick question.
Yeah.
It's not on our list, but we're going to move on to questions. But a quick question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're doing a recipe and it calls for half an onion, what do you do?
Chop the whole onion, put the rest in the refrigerator. That's batch cooking.
Yeah. Or
you just pop that on me, by the way.
Double of what you're doing.
Double of what you're doing.
That would be my answer because I want more food.
And that's the kind of stuff that you're going to learn, like how to actually make this lifestyle sustainable, attainable, less expensive. We love recipes. We're giving them what we're going to be giving them with the class, but it's not about the recipes. It's about coming together and really getting inspired and learning why this works, how this works. And
well, I mean, the burgers, I mean, they're the best. I guess since we put it on paper, it's like a recipe, but you don't need
once you make them once. Yeah, you'll realize this is how it is. We're going to keep it easy.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
Did we have questions? You're in charge of the questions. You get that email.
I got the questions. Here's a question for you. How has eating plants impacted your physical and mental health?
How much time do we have?
I'm telling you, geez, we're at 44 right now.
How has eating plants improved my mental and physical health?
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell, it's changed my whole entire life. Once I learned about the power of plants, you know, just I started doing it thinking I was just going to lose some weight and I was going to get back to, you know, doing whatever I was doing, you know, my old habits. The impact that they made on my life and everybody else in this household, and within the first 24 hours was so huge, we couldn't unsee it.
Yeah.
We went 100% day one. We didn't know what we were doing, so it was a lot of raw. We didn't have junk food, so it was 100% low fat, whole food, plant-based. We just started doing it. It felt so good so fast. The weight started coming off. That made my mental health right there. Something was working. It gave me hope.
Hope, yeah.
It gave me hope, and that's what we see time and time again, by the way, with everybody.
That glimmer of light that was like is brighter than any glimmer has been.
It gave me hope, and it changed everything in a very weird dynamic of the way I describe it is, and maybe I'm really getting out there, but the way I described it is, it was like weeding out my yard and allowing the green grass to kind of grow and the flowers to come up. And I know that sounds kind of geeky.
I love
it's an analogy I use all the time with my clients, and they always say I can relate. Whether it be loss of certain things, like pulling the weeds out, things that weren't healthy in your life, because we got rid of a lot of unhealthy things.
Yeah.
It was alcohol. Right. It was smoking. It was certain relationships. And we love everybody. It isn't about that. It was just the influences and the patterns and the habits that, you know what, I wanted to ride my bike and wake up and feel good on my bike the next day. And I didn't know I could do that. So the more I ate the plants, technically, it just changes your whole gut biome, starts helping you. You're eating a less inflammatory diet. It has a positive impact on the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So this
and
then, is...
And angiogenesis, where
there's
like,
so many cool things.
Get fresh brain connections, really. What? Seriously?
Neurogenesis. Angiogenesis is when the...
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, blew that one. Neuro. Neurogenesis.
Sometimes I can pull that off, pull that kind of stuff out. But anyway, back to... This
you're just crushing it. Your mental mood was like,
and then you just want, and then I wanted to start moving and getting on that bike that I had in the house for forever. And I was like, you know what? I think it's time. So what was going on around me in all areas, it just continued to help me evolve. And that's all of this helped improve mental health, physical health, and it started with the plants, and then it got me moving. And you know, you start focusing on the good stuff,
that's
not being sick.
Yeah, that's how it was before. I got another question for you. Top tips for transitioning.
Whew. How much time do we have? Just kidding.
No.
No, I do have a list of some top tips.
I have the answer.
You have some answers too?
Not answers, but...
You wrote down some tips?
Going 100%.
100% is my number one tip. 100, going 99, going 99% is harder because you don't see the results.
Mm.
All changes are wonderful. If you're going to wake up tomorrow and say, I'm going to make a goal of eating, you know, a cup of blueberries a day or bringing more fruit to lunch, awesome. As your coach, I would tell you, I love this. You know, how does that make you feel? And how can we continue to improve on these things?
Nice.
But I'm going to get everybody in the express lane by losing weight. We're talking about, you know, we teach people how to prevent and reverse disease. And it's the most effective, studies show, when we go 100% and take out all animal products, keep things low fat, you know, for a little bit. We need avocados. We need nut seeds. Just be mindful of them. Mm-hmm. And eat lots of fruits and vegetables. This is not about cutting back. So going 100% is one. Keeping it low fat, because a lot of people say, well, I'm not losing weight and I'm, you know, I've gone plant-based. Well, that's because all the cashew creams, all the avocado sauces, all the olives, all the processed food. So back to 100%, really the, you know, fruit, vegetables, grains, greens, legumes, stuff like that. That's my first couple tips. Go 100%, eat whole food, plant-based, come to class on Wednesday night. Join Plantspiration so you have a support group, because we did it as a family so well because we had each other.
Can you believe? Nux. Yeah.
What else? What are your tips? Because you've been doing this too.
Just do it. Just do it. I mean, that's just the easiest tip. I mean, you got to, you know, come to class and learn how that it's not
really knowledge that is power.
Hard. Knowledge is power. I mean, you can't do anything. You wouldn't be doing what you're doing now without learning about it. I mean,
then when you come to class and you see us chest bumping and high fiving,
yeah, man, we're having a good time.
We are having a good time because we actually love what we do. Class starts off by listening to a bunch of people talking about how they lost weight, reverse disease. Mm-hmm. They keep showing up saying, "Hey, I look forward to this on Wednesday
night."
It's
real people, is what it is. It's not a commercial.
Yeah,
I mean, not yet.
It's not, yeah, it's going to be real people just, you know, and every week is going to be different because people show up and they start talking about how they're doing, you know, and then the classes are so.
I used to be on insulin for 20 years.
Oh my gosh, when we hear that stuff, we're just bumping.
This is huge for somebody to not have to do that.
Lots of visuals in
more
the
than
class.
Once a day.
Yeah, lots of visuals. I give lots of comparisons of what food was like. We're the January 1 class, we're not messing around.
No.
Everybody, I took a vote. Everybody said, I want to keep coming to class on Wednesday night.
Nice.
People said, just because it's New Year's Day, people get bent when they're missing their shows.
Oh, well, yeah. Because, yeah, especially through the holidays. Why? Just because it's a holiday.
So we're going to keep our show going.
Yeah.
We're dropping the master classes January 1. You're going to leave feeling good. You're going to leave feeling good.
It's awesome.
I'm proud of all the work you've been doing, helping this whole thing take off.
I love hearing everybody, what you're helping them during the week. From all the coaching I hear on
you're
Saturday.
You're doing it, though. You're it's in great. There with them. And dudes are in there, too. Lots of them. Know. Reversing angina, reversing heart disease, losing 200 pounds, losing 80 pounds, reversing a bunch of diseases that I can't even list. There's not enough time. That's what's going on to some of the guys. But they're not as, you know, they see mostly me in the class. They see mostly me doing the talking. So we're changing it up so that people everywhere get on board and get inspired to eat your plants off. New year, new you. I mean, I know that's kind of cliche, but.
It's true though.
It's
so
what we
the only thing you don't have, do you know do do you? Yeah, I guess you got to wait till New Year's. But
for
first
what?
Day, get on into class. We don't have a class until
what?
Then.
What? Wait for the first day for
a
what?
Class until then. The first.
We are going to take a break so we can make sure we've got everything together.
Make sure I have my beep together.
Yeah.
To make
we're going to have to beep that one out maybe. And you know what? We just want to again say. First of all, thank you for the incredible questions. We love them. If you have any questions, any comments, leave them in the comment section. We're getting it in order. We've got like two episodes on one thing of Spotify and then we did.
I don't know.
I'm glad we didn't wait and that we're figuring it out as we go along.
Yeah, definitely. It's still on Spotify.
And that's what we do at Plantspiration. We teach people how to navigate through everything. The number one tip, start right now. Eat your plants off. You know what? Everybody's busy, and I don't want to keep them hanging around.
Yeah, no doubt.
You guys have a great holiday.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy New Year.
All of those things. We want to see more of you at Plantspiration. You know, check us out. Veterans are free. You can email us at team@plantspiration. We offer grants. You can also email us at team@plantspiration. Grants can cover your membership, and we do all sorts of things for people over here at Plantspiration to help support them on their wellness journey. And by that, I'd like to also say thank you to Myers. They sponsor us by we buy all our fruits and vegetables at Myers over here, and thank you so much, Larry. Shout out.
That's right.
Amazing job to everybody in produce where I spend.
I need more kale, Larry.
Larry, we're going to need a case of kale. So thank you to Myers for that kind of stuff. We're really grateful for that. And they are the place I shop for all my food. I do my Tuesday grocery haul there. You can follow me on YouTube. Now that's my section where I'm doing the grocery haul every week. You can follow me on YouTube, same YouTube you're on here for your Plantspiration. Yeah. But with that, you guys, we just want everybody to have a safe and healthy holiday.
That's right.
We will be back on the last day of the year talking about.
Yeah.
How to crush it in the new year, of course. Look at me. I look like I'm a Christmas tree, for goodness sakes,
that's
over
right.
here. I was comfy today. We love you guys so much. We hope that this inspired you to be the inspiration that the world needs to see. Eat more fruits and vegetables. Drink your water. Practice your positivity.
Yeah.
Give yourself a hug. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. And follow us on all social medias.
That's
John,
right.
This was a great
love
episode.
Everybody.
Take a deep breath. We did it.
Heck yeah. Peace.
Love you guys.